A weekend scavenger hunt will take place in Jonesboro to benefit the Wounded Warrior Project in Jonesboro and the surrounding area. The first annual scavenger hunt is being put together by Operation Sidekick, a Jonesboro organization that formed during Operation Iraqi Freedom as Arkansas's 39th Infantry Brigade deployed. The Soldier and Family Support Group is using the scavenger hunt to benefit the Wounded Warrior Project. Larissa Agee tells about the Wounded Warrior Project.
The Wounded Warrior Project was actually established after 9/11, and what they do is when veterans come back from overseas, they help them to ease back into a normal lifestyle. They offer several programs. They will actually supplement their income until they can find jobs. They actually help them find jobs. They help them go to college if they haven't finished their college education. They also provide trips for the caregivers that they come back to, because a lot of the times when the caregivers come back, it can be a strain on them to try to adapt to taking care of someone that they can't relate to either. So it's a wonderful program.
And she also tells about the scavenger hunt that's coming up this weekend.
This is the first year for our scavenger hunt. And my boss, Miles Stahl, is an injured veteran himself. And what he wanted to do is just to get everyone together to basically act like a kid again. It's a creatively based scavenger hunt. It's got over 300 to 400 different things listed that people can pick and choose to do. They're all creatively based. And we have a grand prize of $3,000 and a second place of two, and we also have a bonus prize for the people that really get involved and take the spirit of the scavenger hunt, and that'll be $500. So it's going to be a wonderful event as far as that goes.
And AG tells when the scavenger hunt will be held this weekend.
The scavenger hunt will be held from November 18th through the 20th, so that'll be this Friday through Sunday. It will begin at 6 o'clock on Friday at the Okinawan BuduCon. That is on Matthews, right there behind Wendy's, by Pizza Chef and Creative Edge T-shirts. What you'll do is you'll show up and you'll have your vehicle, because teams will consist of as many people as you can fit in your vehicle, and you'll get all your team members in your vehicle, make sure that you fit in there, and you will begin your scavenger hunt.
And it's an 80s-themed hunt that has over 300 items as part of it. AG says the event will end 1:30 Sunday at the ASU Fowler Center, as teams can bring in their final items and sheets. Teams are competing for a $3,000 grand prize. While everything's being tallied up on Sunday, entertainment will be provided with a local band playing that's made up of veterans. And also, she says, during the event Sunday, several people will speak.
I have several local dignitaries that are going to be proclaiming a Wounded Warrior Week here in the greater Jonesboro area and its surrounding towns. Therefore, now this event will always be a tribute to Veterans Day, and the event will always lie with around Veterans Day. So we're very proud to have them to be doing that. Also, before they speak, we have a couple of veterans that are actually members of the Wounded Warrior Project from this area that are going to kind of testify about what the Wounded Warrior Project has done for them.
Now, so AG tells about how much money they hope to raise for the event.
We hope to raise $10,000 this year, and we are on a strong forward to that. We've established a great base this year. It's going to be a growing event. Like I said, it is an annual event, so next year is going to be even larger. This year, we do have support from Mr. Ted Nugent, who has autographed an electric guitar, which we're going to auction off in a silent auction in conjunction with our event, along with over $1,000 worth of items donated by Pagan's Jewelry, who is also one of our presenters.
And that's Larissa Agee. More information can be found on Operation Sidekick's Facebook page. You get more information on that as well. That's going to be taking place this weekend, with all the proceeds going back to the Wounded Warrior Project for Jonesboro and the surrounding area.